Earlier this week, the breeze off Lake Champlain cooled the air as a small crowd of 30 or so people gathered on Burlington's waterfront. They were there to get the first glimpse of a new sign, one created specifically to improve accessibility for those who are blind or visually impaired. It provides information about well-known locations like the Burlington Boathouse, the lake, Echo Leahy Center, and the A-Dog Skate Park through the use of raised images, along with braille lettering, contrasting colors, text, and photo images.
If you were to close both your eyes and your ears, how would you be able to experience anything at all at this location? Well, this signage is going to make a big difference.
Steve Pouliot is with the Vermont Association for the Blind and Visually Impaired. He spoke during the dedication ceremony on Tuesday.
This will provide an enriching, inclusive experience for everyone who visits the waterfront, regardless of what their level of sensory access might be. So we hope that this will be a model that could and should be emulated across the city and even our state. It's a good example of what should be done.
The association worked with Burlington Parks, Recreation, and Waterfront for more than 2 years on the project. With the help of lots of feedback from many different people with impaired vision or other differing abilities, both groups arrived at something they hope serves everyone, not just those who are blind or have vision impairment. Cindy White is director of the Parks Department.
This sign benefits everybody. If you are coming down to Waterfront Park for the first time and you've never been here, you don't know that there's a fishing pier all the way out on the other end of the park. So again, the map here benefits everybody.
You don't know what you don't know. You can't see it.
That's Tom Frank from Milton. Frank is blind and first began to lose his vision at age 21.
So when you're checking out the map and going here, okay, so what's this sticking up here? Oh, well, that's a wharf. Well, I didn't know there were wharfs down that way.
Frank, along with several other people from Vermont's deafblind community, were the first to try out the tactile sign. Frank said for some people who are blind or have vision impairment, simply physically orienting themselves and determining distances can be a challenge.
It's very difficult to determine how far something is away. You just don't have any perspective. So if a relief map like this one, you can look at it and say, well, I know where this is and I know how long it takes me to walk here. Oh, it'll take me so much longer to get down to this point.
This new map also alerts visitors of certain terrain, and that's especially helpful for people like Nate Bazzio from Colchester. Bazzio is a power chair user. He serves as chair of Burlington's Advisory Committee on Accessibility, or BACA. Bazzio said both groups listened to input from the disabled community during the creation of the tactile sign.
This is really a good collaboration, this tactile sign. It was really something where people from both sides got together. They got and sought our feedback from people with disabilities. We were able to arrange people to come down and provide feedback on a lot of different aspects of it. So it was really an exciting collaborative effort.
More services to assist blind and visually impaired visitors are coming soon, like a scannable QR code on the sign that will unlock even more information. And there's also a plan to film an interpreter using ASL to translate the signage info. And more tactile signs are in the planning stages. For Vermont Public, I'm Mary Angish.